woulda, shoulda. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. Could have, would have, should have. Kind of following on from the live I did earlier about more guys in their 40s and 50s doing things like triathlons. Thanks, Kieran, just got that. And Ironmans and things like that. And that's got some good traction. We're actually turning that into a podcast. But I want to sort of, again, talk to you, and I want to try and inspire you guys to sort of get up and get out there. You know, I've got this whole movement happening right now where I've started using the hashtag Lace Up, Let's Go. And that is simply about getting guys off the couch, getting them moving, getting them outdoors in the fresh air, ideally off social media. So disconnecting for an hour. For me, that's been running 3 to 4 times a week, falling in love with it again, wearing my trusty blue iPod Shuffle, no earpods. I've gone with the wires. I'm old school me. And going to places which are really quiet and just where I can get solitude and my thoughts and all this kind of thing. And I'm really enjoying it. I'm running the Cardiff Half Marathon next week, and I'm feeling good. I'm feeling confident that I can get a good time, not just get round, actually get a good time. I'm going to talk about my goal for it nearer the time. But tonight I want to talk about you. I want to talk about you because I speak to a lot of guys online, offline, and I hear this. I could have done that maybe a few years ago. I would have done that if that hadn't have happened. I should have done that. But I'm too old now. I'm injured. I can't do it because of X, Y, Z. Could have, would have, should have. Could have, would have, should have. Could have, would have, should have. Yeah? Strings to Treggs's bow, MC. So that's... Any guys that are watching this, I want you to kind of break free of that mindset. Could have, would have, should have, because I said this earlier, okay? Your lives are more set up now for you to succeed. Would you guys agree? Who has got less of a social life these days because of the kids than you had 20 years ago? Okay, who's got less temptation to go out and get slaughtered? To go out and go raving? Who's an old raver? I'm an old raver. I still love those random ones where you just get called up. You're coming out. And you'd be out for fucking 2 days. Those days are gone. You know, I gave myself to the life of health and fitness a long time ago. And it's a great life. And when I think back to when I was 20 and when I was in university, I did some exercise and things like that, but I was raving, I was drinking beer, eating curries, staying up late, you know, all that. Life was not set up for me to achieve my health and fitness goals like they are now. I'm 40 now, but my life's set up, man. I'm trying to think about what the wildest thing I do is. There really isn't anything wild. Occasionally I'll stay up till 9:45, maybe 10 o'clock on a weekend. I'll push the boat out. But other than that, it's set up for me to pretty much feel good. What about you? Look at your life now. Speak to a lot of guys. They tell me, I'm going to do this. I want to go and do something like this. I want to climb this mountain. I want to do a triathlon. I speak to them a year later. Hey, did you do that thing? No, I didn't do it. Why not? Well, I would have, but this happened. And I know I should have, but yeah, well, I'm a bit older now. So could have, would have, should have. Could have, would have, should have. Don't be one of those guys. Please. Do not be a could have, would have, should have guy. Is there a goal right now that you would love to do, something you would love to do, but it scares the shit out of you? Let me know in the comments below. Because having a goal that scares you is a good goal. Goals that don't really scare you aren't going to spark you into action. 2017, myself, Brian, who's a great friend and fellow coach who's watching this, And Ozzy, another one of my great friends and coach, and myself, we came up with a challenge of running 4 half marathons across 4 weekends in the Southwest, raise money for individual charities. When I set that goal, I couldn't actually run a Bath at the time. I set that goal with the awful hangover, having been at a wedding and mixing my drinks, and woke up, felt awful, felt bloated, and decided to set this big goal, ran it by the boys, and we put it out there. I took almost imperfect action. I just wanted to get it out there for accountability. I thrive well off accountability. And I told everyone, and I shit myself. I thought, gosh, I haven't run a half marathon in a few years. When the kids were young, we were in that hospital. No sleep, lots of stress. That's all sorted now. But I'd fallen out of love of running. I got heavier, kept coming back, kept getting injured, telling myself I'm not going to run these times. Anyway, the bottom line was we'd signed up to do 4 half marathons across 4 weekends. We gave ourselves 16 weeks to prepare. That was a good amount of time. Good amount of time to do the training, trim down, work on mobility, get massage, all that kind of thing. And we went and we did it. We did it again the year later. Those goals scared me, but led me to take that action. Is there a goal you guys have got which might scare you? Oh, hey, Jay, how you doing? Oh, gosh, I'm seeing all the comments come in. Oh, awesome. Ryan, I want to run 5K in 20 minutes or less by the end of the year. Mate, you're on the track, dude. 10K in under 45 minutes. Jay Baker, London Marathon, all paid up. Jay, seen me and Brian were talking about you earlier, mate. You've been through a lot. I hope your wife is doing good. Yeah, we were talking about you earlier, mate, after our run. So, yeah, hope everything is well. Having a goal that scares you is going to force you to take big action. And here's another one, guys. Tell people. Right, tell people. You know why? Accountability. I'm going to tell this to you again, right? And you might think, oh, Treg, you know, you need to chill out a bit. But I love accountability. It drives me, okay? Do you know why? There's always someone out there that wants you to fail. There's people that are following you that will take such happiness in seeing you fail, okay? I know 99% of my friends list want me to succeed. My family want me to succeed. There's people out there watching going, ha, that little prick fails. And I love that because that drives me. All right? As an owner of a fitness business, for me, if I fail, I'm a fraud. I put that pressure on myself. So when I did Europe's Toughest Mudder for the first time, and I was running with a crew of guys who got to a certain amount of time or a certain amount of laps, said, well, we're dropping out at 3 a.m. My client turned to me, Dan, he said, oh, these guys are dropping out. And I was like, whoa. And he said, how are you feeling? I said, what? I haven't got that choice. I'm raising money for a children's hospital. I'm an owner of a fitness business. I've told everyone. Plus, actually, I was really enjoying it. And he's like, yeah, I'm the same. Let's keep it going. But accountability and just knowing that someone's going to want you to fail, that shit drives me. I don't know about you guys. Accountability is the absolute key. What I'm trying to do with this live and with my message of latest, I'm trying to spark something in you, in people, for them to set a big goal. Because this is the thing, right? Look what Jay said. London Marathon next year. Great. He's given himself a year. I know Jay's he's one of my former PT clients, boot camper, onliner. He's in his 40s like me. He's given himself a year. He's going to do the work. He's got a year to go and prepare for that. Imagine what having that goal in that head, that accountability for a year is going to do for Jay's mindset. Waking up every morning knowing next April, London Marathon, paid up, running for a charity that he cares about, which is close to his heart. Waking up every morning with a goal. You know, I read a great quote recently and it says that mankind only works, mankind is happiest when they are working towards a goal. And I can 100% vouch for that. If you're not waking up with a goal, then what are you working towards? Where's the drive? I'm hoping this is going to spark something in someone just sat there tonight thinking, yeah, I could be mad enough to go and do that thing. You know, I saw a great post, you're going to dig it off my phone, which I shared earlier on the main page. And it was off a page I follow. And it said, I'd rather look back at my life and say, I can't believe I did that, instead of saying, I wish I did that. And I thought, that's great. I'm going to talk about that on the live. Would have, could have, should have. I wish I would have done that. I could have done that. But no buts. You can do it. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're probably right. What is the internal dialogue telling you right now? What messages are you telling yourself? Had this conversation with a client the other day. We are having conversations with ourselves daily up here. We're always thinking, right? We are always thinking. And yet most of us are telling ourselves negative stuff. We've got a terrible internal dialogue. Maybe it's our subconscious programming from stuff we were told when we were growing up, people around us, whatever. That's another video. I was speaking to a client online the other day, and she said to me, I've got this race on Saturday, but it's not going to be very good anyway because I'm a slow runner. I'm a poor runner. I said, stop right there. You're telling yourself you're going to have a crap race. You're telling yourself you're a poor runner. You've lost 2 stone on my watch, love. You're going to run a great race. You're 2 stone lighter. You're 28 pounds lighter. Why are you going to run slow? It's just our programming. So I said to her, this week, all you've got to do is tell yourself, I'm really looking forward to this run on Saturday. It's going to be so much fun. I'm 2 stone lighter. I'm going to actually shift a little bit quicker. Is there someone out there who's got a big goal? Hey, Rob. Man, all these comments are coming in. Hey, James. Hey, Rob. Yeah, they're cool. Is there something that is, you're sat there and you're thinking, I should do that. I should do this. If I sign up to this, it will force me to do this. Well, sign up for it then. Tell people. What have you got to lose? You know, there is more and more evidence coming out now to suggest that men in their 40s and their 50s are signing up for these events like Ironman, like triathlon, like Tough Mudder, like Europe's Toughest Mudder, like World's Toughest Mudder. And I can vouch for that. I did Europe's Toughest Mudder this year. It was 12 hours through the night. It was one of the hardest things I've ever done, but it was brilliant. And I'll tell you this now, lining up on that start line was probably 90% men, 10% ladies. And out of those 90% men, most of those guys, I would say, were mid to late 30s. Bit of a generalization, but I'm telling you now, most of the people that we passed, we spoke to, were guys in their mid to late 30s because their life is more set up now to go and do challenges like that. I remember when Rio Ferdinand, the former Man United defender, he came out and he was actually training. He wanted to get his boxing license. He didn't get it in the end, but he was asked, well, why do you want to box? You've got all the money in the world, you know, why do you need to do that? And he said, I miss the chemical high of football. I miss the challenge of playing football. I need to replace it with something. Yes, awesome, Gimmo. And I thought that was really interesting because here's a guy, money's not a problem. You know, he's got loads of television work and all that jazz, but he needs something. We all need something that drives us, especially as we get older. I don't think I've ever become as anal as I am about goal setting as I am now at 40. To wake up without a goal would scare the shit out of me. And more people I speak to in their 40s are setting these goals. Rio Ferdinand said, I miss that chemical high of football. And I think we're all craving a high of some sort. You know, I get that high when I run. But you can't put a price on it. Next Sunday when I go and do the Cardiff Half, and I'll say this nearer the time, but I have a time that I would like to run it in, which I haven't done since before the kids come along. Now, if I go and do that and I achieve that, that is going to be a poignant moment. And it's going to be a really happy moment. And if I get it, I'm going to be ecstatic. And I often say this, nothing in my life will have changed. I would have just to achieve that goal. I'm not going to win the lottery during that race. I'm not going to win a life-changing amount of money. Something fall into my lap, which is going to change my life. I'd have simply achieved a goal, which has driven me and motivated me. Because I told myself that actually I couldn't do it. I'm washed up. People were saying to me, I'm washed up. Treggs, he's going to drop out of another race. When my kids are young, we were at a hospital. And I started to believe it. But there's been a comeback in the last couple of years. And slowly but surely, I've started to believe I can do this. So if I get this time next week, I'll be over the moon. And it's got nothing to do with money. It's got nothing to do with cars, got nothing to do with the house you live in. It's because I would have achieved the goal. Guys, I want you to sit there tonight. If you're just coming across 30 Plus Men's Fitness for the first time, someone's tagged you in or whatever, or you know somebody that talks about, I could have done that, I would have done that, I should have done that. What's actually stopping you? What's actually stopping them from going to achieve that goal? Guys, I hope you get some real value from this. I'm loving the lives at the minute. My MacBook is about to die. That is an inclination of club to, that is a sign to say, Treg, sign off for the night. I hope I've sparked something in you to lace up and get out there and go and achieve your goals. Keep trucking, gents. Have a lovely evening.